Today on Leader Feeder, we look at the rotation of managers between different locations or departments or divisions inside your company. What's good about it and what you might want to consider to change it. Well, first of all, most of the time, if you're reassigned as a manager and you're put in charge of a different department, location, or division, you've got this need to show results very rapidly when you take over a new department. And what that tends to do is it means you're going to go in fairly aggressive and assertive in trying to make things change quicker than you should. Now, I've listened to enough frontline leaders to know that one of the things that bugs them is when they get a new manager who comes in with their, quote, new ideas, they're actually trying some things that have been done many different times before and never been successful. Now, that's not to say that just because it's been done before and failed doesn't mean it's worth taking another look at it. But given that you as the new manager want to be successful, why not take a slightly different approach? Why not ask people what's been tried and done differently and then at least take that into consideration as you kind of come forward with some of the new ideas that you have. Now, companies tend to rotate managers around to give them different levels of experience. And that all makes sense, right? Because if you're a manager, you probably want to go on your career path as rapidly as possible and get as wide a variety of experiences as you can. Now, the only thing I'll point out in that particular case is that when I look at some of the locations and that are most productive and safest and have the best cultures, they're often led by somebody who's actually been in place for longer than the typical manager tenure. Like, I've seen some general managers be in place for 8, 10, 12, 15 years. Now, that's less likely these days because most companies want to move people around and people don't want to be, quote, stuck in a position for that long, but it does tend to build a very strong culture. So again, what should we do differently about how we assign managers to these different positions? So we've got to balance this need for career progression and the desire to make a really positive impression as quickly as possible with the fact that we need to have enduring stewardship. Now let me explain that. Stewardship means that I take over the department, but somebody else is going to take it over from me in the future. So my job is to take it and improve it a little bit so that when I hand it off to the next person, they can maintain the level of performance that we have and take it up maybe to another level. So we don't want to have all this time wasted trying things that have been tried before and proven to not be effective. So what I did is I asked a group of frontline supervisors, are you okay when you have to break in a new manager who doesn't know much about the department? And they said yes, as long as that manager has a learning mindset and they stay open to asking people for the input. So if you're a manager taking over a new department, ask the people what's been tried, what can be tried. Take the time to observe things and ask questions and even float potential projects, listening for both resistance but also for support. So there are always going to be frustrations when frontline leaders and workers get a new boss or a new manager, but you can mitigate those problems and actually extract maximum value by taking the time to get to know the people, the department, its history, and that way when you have these new initiatives that are going to define your career success in that particular management stop, you can have more likely success that'll be not only impactful, but also that'll have some longevity. So with that, if we can help you become a better leader, either at the frontline supervisor level or the team leader level or even at the manager's level, remember that we do on-site workshops in companies or people come to take our public workshops. Or you can access some of our tools that we have online, including our videos. And you can do that by reaching out to us at frontlineleadership.com or by joining on Facebook at Frontline Leader.